May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be ever acceptable in thy sight, our Lord and our Redeemer.
Amen. Amen.
Take a pew. For those of you out there, sit wherever it is you sit. You've got to love Paul. He's not backwards in coming forwards. He tells it like it is. In today's reading, in his letter to the Philippians, Paul is doing what he did best, exhorting one of his distant communities to stick to it in that very pleading and forceful style that was so Paul. Stick to what? The understanding of our Lord as he had told them when he first seeded the Philippian community. Why? Because there was a lot of wannabes going around preaching various forms of Paul and at times really different interpretations of our Lord. One of those big divisions concerned circumcision. Do Christians need to practice it or not? Paul came down firmly on the side of no, whereas others were saying yes. Where do I get that from? Well, unfortunately, today's reading starts at the fourth verse of chapter 3, and if you started at the beginning, you would have heard that he was having a very good go at those particular individuals. Having told his Philippian community to beware of bad leadership, he goes on to lay out what his credentials are. Look, he says, it's not that I don't understand what they're saying. After all, look at my family credentials. Right race, right tribe, right faith. And look at my training. I'm a Pharisee. I'm a zealous one to boot. And I was brilliant at persecuting the church. I know my law. In short, you can't find fault with my right to tell you about the law. Was I righteous or was I righteous? However, all of these things Paul has held dear, he now realizes don't cut it. Or as Paul says, I regard them as rubbish. So what does he say it's all about? Paul is hammering home that it's not about any righteousness you believed in from the law, but righteousness that comes through faith in Christ. Righteousness from God based on the faith. Or to put another way, it's not what's on the outside, it's what's on the inside that really counts. But in classic Paul fashion, he doesn't stop there. He wants to make sure that his Philippian community understands that whilst he's very much on a new path, a goal in Christ, he's not there yet. In fact, you get the impression that he doesn't expect to get there until the end of his life's journey. Now consider that profession to how Paul was in his pre-Damascus time. What a change. Before he was sure he was so perfect, now he's sure of his destination, but he's clear that he's not perfect in knowing the route. A great message for those who are still that to those to whom he was writing, giving them inspiration that it's okay to still be on that journey. So, I now turn to my usual question. That's great, but what's it got to do with me? Well, let's consider it from two points of view. Firstly, putting ourselves in the shoes of the Philippians. We don't have to look very far to make that connection. Consider the current situation we're in. Yep, I'm on about COVID-19. Or more specifically, the instructions we've received over this past 6 months from Dr. Bonnie Henry. While she has made adjustments to her rules of the game, as things became clearer and our understanding of the pandemic got better, St. Bonnie was clear about where we were going and what was at stake. Did that stop others with far less credentials from coming up with other things we should or should not do? Did it heckers like? Sometimes mildly at variance with what she was saying, but other times completely contrary to what she was telling us to do. At the inn, we were being constantly approached by others with regards to how we should act. And the classic one was masks. Some told us that we should be wearing them all the time in all places regardless. And others said, we didn't need to wear them, so what are we doing? And from the beginning, my team and I agreed that we would follow just one source, St. Bonnie. Would she get it spot on each time? Probably not. Would she amend her rules as more information became available? Highly likely. However, we were sure that her batting average would be far better than others, and so it's proven. If we had vacillated back and forth from one expert to another, we'd have been an incoherent team, and our guests and colleagues would have been confused. Probably then looked at us suspiciously and probably just dismissed what we were saying. So the lesson being is whether it be the Philippians or us, choose wisely and stick to it. Secondly, put ourselves in the shoes of Paul. More specifically, as he now presents himself to the Philippians. As a species, we're far more prone to act like the pre-Damascus Paul. We tend to act in our tribes without critical thinking, whether that's our politics or opinion of somebody or some group. And yes, our religion. We can be very, very sure of our so perfect opinion. And for that, we need to look no further than tribal politics in the US. And let's not kid ourselves, even here to some degree. And what happens when that happens? Camps circle the wagons. No one listens to anyone else anymore, because every group knows it's got it right. Because we all have the right answers to everything. Contrast that to the post-Damascus Paul, whilst he's determined that Christ is the answer to his righteousness, he's readily admitting that he doesn't know it all. It's a journey. Sound familiar? Consider again St. Bonnie. While she knew that COVID-19 was a serious health crisis, she made no bones about the fact that our knowledge of it, its effects on us, and how we should deal with it was going to be a journey. I don't know about you, but it was that clear articulation about the situation we were in coupled with the honest acknowledgement that she didn't have all the answers and that it was a journey of increasing knowledge, which gave me and my team the confidence to be guided by her. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not on about slavish devotion regardless. I'm on about critical adherence to one journey. So it can be with our faith. There are many prophets out there, and we can easily find ourselves assailed by widely different interpretations. If we're not careful, we'll simply zigzag as the winds of different opinions simply batter us, but don't increase our understanding. As a result, our faith may not develop the deep roots it needs. It won't grow, and it could even die. Therefore, it's incumbent on us that we choose our source carefully. Pick your Paul with care and critically stick to him or her. Amen.